This is the Texas Standard.
More controversy over how the Texas General Land Office and its chief, George P. Bush, are managing the Alamo has turned up over the weekend. The Austin American-Statesman published a draft internal audit report critical of the GLO's management of the Alamo. Commissioner Bush, on the other hand, says his agency has proof the audit was doctored. Jonathan Tylove with the Statesman first published the draft audit report. He joins us now in the studio. Jonathan, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Remind us of what's going on here. So this is the Alamo. They are planning to do this big restoration and add some more buildings to it.
Right.
And the General Land Office is managing all that, and there's been some problems.
The big picture is when George P. Bush became land commissioner, the Alamo was run by the Daughters of the Republic of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't like the way they were managing it, so he took the contract away from them. He tried to find someone to manage it and couldn't find somebody. So he ended up creating these nonprofits, including one called Alamo Complex Management, now the Alamo Trust, to run it day to day. It uses state money, but it was under a nonprofit which wasn't necessarily subject to open meeting requirements and public information requirements. So that became controversial. And there was a Senate Finance Committee hearing in December where senators were quite critical of the way they were managing it. And what we had discovered by when we received this draft audit is that those concerns had been anticipated by an internal audit by the GLO, which found the same concerns.
Tell me some specifics. What are some of the criticisms about the way things are being run now?
One of the criticisms is that the way things work is that the Alamo Trust, which is now the name of the day-to-day manager, the nonprofit, they spend their money before it's approved, and then they submit their expenses for reimbursement to the General Land Office, which pays for it with state money. The problem there is that it's after the fact, so the money's already been spent, and it says in the audit that sometimes they end up reimbursing them and sometimes they don't, but they said it's a complicated system in that way and not necessarily one that all adheres to the requirements of state law. It noted that they don't always do a conflict of interest check on contractors before letting the contracts. So it's this system where decisions are being made prior to the state being involved. And I think the complaint that the senators had was that it'd be clearer and better if these people, if the people who staff the Alamo work for the General Land Office. And the sense was that George P. Bush prides himself and runs for re-election on having reduced the staff there, and that if he had taken the Alamo people on as GLO staff, he wouldn't be able to boast about that in the same way.
So George P. Bush says that that this internal audit that is critical of the way the Alamo is being run right now has been doctored. What's his proof of that? Do we know?
Well, one of the reasons we went ahead with this is they didn't provide us with any evidence of how it had been. They told me it was altered, but wouldn't say how. And it's a draft. So I'm sure that the final document will be different. This did not include the agency's, the management response, but I could not tell from what they were telling me whether they were talking that it wasn't paginated the same or whether there was a missing line or an added line. But it's not the kind of audit where you could change one line or another. It's pretty consistent for 23 pages in its criticism of how things are run now.
Of course, Commissioner Bush is up for re-election. You think this could kind of overshadow some things for him and his message that he wants to portray?
Well, yeah, I'm not sure that he's in dire straits. He's got a huge money advantage. He's running against his predecessor, Jerry Patterson, and two other lesser known candidates. But the state Republican Executive Committee, by a 57-1 vote in September, criticized the land office and said that they should be more transparent in how they're going about their business.
Jonathan Tylove is a reporter for the Austin American-Statesman. Jonathan, thanks as always.
Thank you.